Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Pope. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Smith moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Bowling moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry bunts towards the mound. Lemon juggles the ball. That's an error on Lemon. Bowling scores. Wilson moves to third. Larry moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Keene reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Larry scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to third. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Kaline moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Mike Garcia now pitching. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0 for 1 in the game. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Keane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith throws the ball into Avila, who tags Kaline, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Maxwell moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland strikes out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tuttle moves to second. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips bunts towards first. Wertz scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Keene trying to get to home. Pope throws the ball into Hegan who tags Keene who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0 for 2 in the game. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pope for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling pinch hits for George Strickland. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Keene fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tuttle moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Carrasquel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Tuttle scores. Bowling moves to third. One out. It's 7-0, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Larry moves to second. It's 8-0, Tigers. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-4 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is hit by the pitch. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Caffey moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Caffey moves to third. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Caffey tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 11-1, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Earl Averill now catching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Tuttle strikes out. 1 out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Bowling reaches third base with a triple. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to home to get Bowling. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0-for-3 in the game. Pope hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward pinch hits for Reynarlski. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.